This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you'll pardon the paraphrase, for the next week or so, what happens in Vegas will most definitely not stay in Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show is once again upon us, the annual mega convention of all things technological. The tech industry and the show are known for promising us the future, even though the last time I checked, we're all still waiting for our jetpacks, aren't we? But it does turn out that the future may not be one of unimagined gadgets, but one of everyday objects with Wi-Fi. Marketplace's David Weinberg brings us the history of the future.
Benjamin R. Harrison was working at CES last year as a videographer for the website Engadget when he was ushered into a hotel room to see the unveiling of a prototype for a virtual reality headset that allows users to become the character in a game.
At that point, it was literally ski goggles that had components like duct taped into it.
Virtual reality, like jetpacks, was promised to us long ago. In this case, the duct tape ski goggle contraption became Oculus Rift, a virtual reality headset that's expected to deliver on the promise of virtual reality gaming. Roughly 20,000 new products will launch at this year's CES, but very few will be big commercial successes.
I think the way to think about this is as more of a case of evolution than things succeeding or failing.
Sean Dubravac is chief economist and head of research at the Consumer Electronics Association, which produces CES. He says many of the products unveiled this week will flop commercially. Often the first generation of a product is the crummiest and can take time for bugs to be worked out or for people to understand why it would be useful to them. Many of this year's new products are part of a larger technological trend.
Just the digitization of everyday things.
Dubravac says the future is one of sensorization, where everyday objects from toothbrushes to tennis rackets will have sensors that generate streams of data, like the speed of your backhand. The age of autonomy, as Dubravac calls it, is one where cars drive themselves and all of our things talk to our computer, so it can manage all the data generated for us by our new gadgets, which would free us up to enjoy those new gadgets. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.